earlobes. Now, should they divide us?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new book, The True Story of Noah's Ark. Well, Ken, what in the world is this? Why argue about earlobes?
Well, actually, that's my point. Let me explain. Earlobes come in all shapes and sizes, fat, skinny, loose, attached, but we don't make a big deal about them. Yet when it comes to other minor physical differences, many cultures are sharply divided over them. Take skin color, for example. We're all really just a shade of brown. We're the same color. We've a pigment in our skin called melanin, but different amounts give us different shades. That's all. Yet skin color, really shades of just one color, is the basis of racist attitudes all over the world. Now, sadly, people have been indoctrinated in various societies to see so-called skin color as a major issue. The book of Genesis teaches that we're descendants of the same man and woman, Adam and Eve. As Paul says in Acts 17, we're all one blood. But in the 1800s, the Western world began to turn away from the Bible's teaching about the history of mankind. Instead, many accepted false ideas that humans evolved at different times and places. They saw superficial differences like skin color and used these to justify the evil racist attitudes. The solution is to stop relying on man's fallible opinions and start believing God's infallible history of the world.
Using the Bible and good science, Ken Ham reveals much more about the origin of the people groups, and it's in his free booklet, available on our website, AnswersRadio.com.